ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Ryan and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Sometimes we just get drop-ins from constitutional offices.
They don't even want to be on the air. They just want to say hi.
Just valuing friendship, Dave.
Well, he's a great guy and a good friend.
Yeah. Our number 272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228. I saw him at the Biscuits game not long ago. I think he was throwing out the first pitch.
You know,
your son threw out.
I'll say they don't just let anybody do that.
No, they don't.
I mean, you've done it.
I've done it.
Commissioner of Agriculture Richard S. Pate has done it.
Richard S. Pate has done it.
And one Matthew Mowry has done it.
Mowry. And he threw it. And he threw smoke. Yeah. I saw it. He threw thunder.
Yeah, he did. You told me this too, that you might have done it to the mayor.
Yeah.
And you said, hey, just don't bounce it.
And he did.
And so I said that to Matthew, and he didn't, last time he did it, he kind of threw like a rope. Mm-hmm. And then this time he kind of aired it a little bit, but I think he was just thinking, just don't throw it towards the ground.
The mayor did it to me.
Oh, there. Okay, that's.
And then I did it back to him.
Yeah,
but it was fair play, and it was over three different years. 2 years ago, I was throwing out the first pitch. We were up in the owner's box. Might have been drinking a little too much,
right?
To be honest with you, but I wasn't driving anywhere, so it didn't matter.
Right.
I was with one Benny Hanna, the Reverend Dr. Benny A. Hanna.
Rest in power.
And we were going to throw out the first pitch. And the mayor, right before I walked out, there, said, "Don't bounce it." I said, "Mr. Mayor,
I was almost a professional athlete.
I'm not going to bounce
in my mind."
So I went up there, and I sure enough bounced it like probably 18 feet before the plate. A good bounce, a good solid bounce. Embarrassed, he heckled me from the upper deck. So one time I'm down there just hanging out at the Biscuit Stadium, and I see the mayor in the corral getting ready to go out and throw out the first pitch. So I make my way down there. I say, "Mr. Mayor, don't bounce it." And he says, "Oh, come on. I told you not to bounce it. I'm not going to bounce it." Bounced it. So, look, turnabout's fair play.
It is.
Our number 272-9228, if you want to get on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, are here with you on a daily basis from 9 to 9. And we put out great radio.
We do.
Put out
the best
great radio. Better than anybody else.
Well.
On the planet.
Well.
It's not my fault that... Not my fault. I don't want to talk about the shooter in Dayton. I'm bored with it already.
Yeah.
You know what the shootings have done? Again, you want to know why some people think these mass shootings are deep state operations? Apparently now, if you've ever donated to the president, not only do they think the president is a white supremacist,
mm-hmm.
They started with white nationalist. Then they went to white nationalist terrorist.
And now it's just full white supremacist. White supremacist.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not sure the distinction, to be honest with you. I tried to find it, but I don't want to be Googling white nationalist too much. End up on a watch list.
Right.
But I did. I Googled around a little bit on a public Wi-Fi. And I tried to find out what's the difference between a white nationalist and a white supremacist. The best I could tell, the best definition I could find after literally minutes and minutes of research, is that a white nationalist just prefers to live around white people. Which, frankly, if you've ever looked at a demographic map in this country, everybody's that way. I mean, white people live in mostly white communities. Black people live in mostly black communities. There's some intermingling, sure. Like, my neighborhood's probably, I don't know, 50-50? Half and half?
Yeah, mine's probably about that.
Yeah, so there's some, particularly in the South.
And it's great.
But if you look at the demographic maps around the country, there are distinct Hispanic neighborhoods. There are distinct black neighborhoods. There are distinct white neighborhoods.
Like if you go to L.A., there's like little Bangladesh and little Croatia and little, you know, wherever.
But would we call those people black nationalists or Hispanic nationalists?
Bangladeshi nationalists?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But now they've gone a little farther. For example, Democrat Congressman Joaquin Castro, who represents a district that encompasses San Antonio, Texas.
So that's the guy that's running for...
No, that's...
That's the guy that's running for president's brother?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the brother of Julian Castro. Oh, okay.
Well, they got San Antonio locked down, huh? One's the mayor, one's a congressman?
Yeah. Using his Twitter account, Castro posted a list of local donors to Donald Trump's campaign, directing his followers to target those citizens. This is a little overboard.
Yeah.
This is a little overboard. And pay attention to what's going on here. And think about what I'm telling you with respect to red flag laws and how they're going to be abused. Think about how... I called someone white trash recently on Facebook, and it got blocked. Not because some individual looked at it and blocked it, but because if enough people report something, they automatically block it, and then you have to appeal it. That's what's going to happen with these red flag laws. As soon as they find out you donated to Trump, because I've done this. I've said things on the radio before that people all over the country get all fired up about, or I'll put something on Facebook, and you'll have people from Minnesota calling the station saying, you need to fire Baron Coleman. You need to fire Baron Coleman. I can't believe you'd hire a guy like that. I mean, hell, people around here call my advertisers.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't think I would be the target of a red flag attack?
Yeah.
Think about this. Think about Joaquin Castro's tweet listing in his Twitter feed the names of Donald Trump supporters and donors, in San Antonio, and saying these people are supporting a white supremacist president. This is what's going to happen when we allow arbitrary rules to target people. And when you lose your constitutional rights associated with that targeting, now you have a problem. That's why I don't like the red flag laws. Mr. President, Mr. McConnell, Mr. Speaker, this is what's going to happen. Or Madam Speaker, now she doesn't care.
All right.
Mr. Minority Leader, this is what's going to happen if you allow these laws to pass. Your supporters, your Republican supporters, your conservative supporters are going to be targeted by liberals and lose their rights to own and have firearms. They're just going to. Sheriffs all over the country will be coming and collecting firearms from Trump donors. Because liberals don't care about honesty. They'll just call in and say, I heard him over threatening. And after about 30 calls, they'll say, oh, we got to go get his guns. Got to go get his guns. And I'm telling you, I've been the victim of this hive mindset before. When you post a list of people on the internet, you're implicitly telling your followers, harass these people. Why? Because they hold a different political opinion.
Well, and the funniest part about it and the dumbest part about it to me is that's public record.
Well, it is, but...
It's all public record. He didn't have to do that. I mean, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, It's public record. Anybody that wanted to find it out could, but now you have a congressman going like, you know, let's ruin these people's lives because they gave money to Trump, which is basically saying let's ruin your life over free speech, which is dumb.
Money is speech. Money is speech. 12 minutes after 10 o'clock, our number 272-9228. Who's this?
Hey, Baron, it's David.
David, how are you, friend?
Doing great. So, you know, the question is how is this not a hit list?
Because he's not... he has since defended his tweet. He's refused to take it down, but he's defended it saying there was no call to action. In other words, I didn't call on anyone to be harassed. I'm just pointing out a public record. Like Dave said, it's a public record. The problem is when you put the list on social media, other people might not go looking for it, and other people might not even think, oh, let's harass his donors.
Well, most people don't know that. That's the thing is that, you know, you had this, when that came out, and of course he did it on Twitter, and so people were like, oh, this is crazy. And other people like me said, well, no, it's public record, but a lot of people don't even know it's public record. Most people don't know about open secrets or even how to look at FEC data.
Yeah.
Now, people like me know how to do it as part of your job. But, I guess maybe it's not a hit list because he didn't say, you know, go tear their place down or, you know, these people should be shot or whatever.
But this gets back to the old...
But it's definitely targeting, as you said.
This gets back to the old intellectual exercise. David, you may have been asked this. If you're my age, you've definitely been asked this. If you could go back and kill baby Hitler, would you? And the answer to the question is what they're looking for. Anyone who asks you that question is looking for a yes.
Right.
Sure.
Like, I would go kill one person to save 12 or 15 million direct deaths and another 20 million indirect deaths in World War II. I mean, the Soviet Union alone, they estimate lost between 8 and 15 million soldiers. They'll tell you 3 to 5, but that's a lot. They lost way more than that. Whole towns on these border countries were completely slaughtered.
Yep.
They didn't even give you a gun. They just told you find one on the way because the people in front of you will be mowed down. There'll be plenty of guns and boots on the way.
Yeah, and, you know, the amazing thing is how does, you know, of course Castro would sit there and if someone went out and committed an act of violence against someone on that list, you know, of course Castro would have that plausible deniability. Well, I didn't tell them to do it. You know, I just gave them the list.
I can assure you that's exactly what they want.
Oh, yeah,
you know what exactly. You know what these people really want? You know what the left really wants? They really want to sacrifice about 5,000 innocent lives in an uprising.
Sure.
They want the conservatives to be pushed in a corner, pushed in a corner, pushed in a corner. They want gun carriers to be pushed in a corner, pushed in a corner, pushed in a corner. They want gun purchasers to be pushed in a corner, pushed in a corner, pushed in a corner, until ordinary citizens are like, I'm not taking this anymore. You put my name on a list, I'm coming after you, or I'm coming after somebody else, or I'm going to start killing liberals, or I'm going to start killing other people. That's what they want. They want a good old-fashioned race war. They want a good old-fashioned class war. They want a good old-fashioned political war. And a couple of things. One is liberals ought to be careful wanting this because we have the guns and they don't.
Exactly. I got into a discussion about that a couple months ago.
but beyond that, once they get that, conservatives ought not take the bait, because once they get that, they are coming for everybody's guns. I promise you they're coming for them.
Yeah, and my wife and I were talking about this over dinner last night, you know, because you got yesterday Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, you know, saying if they get elected, that's the first thing they're going to do is come for people's guns. And I told my wife, I said, I bet I'd like to see the first police officer in the South come banging on some redneck's door telling him to give him his gun.
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen. Might happen in California or New York. Ain't happening in the South.
I agree. Good call.
So, take care.
Yeah, I doubt it's going to happen in California or New York either.
New Zealand tried that. And what, they end up with like 0.4% or something gave their guns up?
Yeah, although Australia did it and everybody gave them up. So.
Yeah, but that was before people realized what happened.
I guess that's true.
Australia's become kind of a hellhole after that. Charles.
Yes, sir. Yeah, y'all are talking about some really good points. I have 2 points.
Of course we are. It's a great radio show.
I tell a lot of my friends that the reason I carry concealed and I don't showboat it that I'm carrying is exactly for what you just said. There's people out there that will say that you threatened them or that they feel uncomfortable or that you've made them feel uncomfortable. And simply by carrying concealed, no one knows you're carrying. And you avoid that situation. So that's always my advice to people. I'm not one of those people that wants to walk around with my Glock hanging out my side. I don't do it out of respect. You know, I just think it's wise to be that way.
Yeah, I agree. And another reason is when the shooting starts, they go after the armed people first. I don't want them to know I'm armed. I'd rather have a shot. Charles, good call. Appreciate it. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. 17 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry and Baron Coleman in a white room.
Seriously.
With no curtains?
There aren't curtains in here.
And there's some white paint. It's white trim. And but for the sound dampening, there'd be a lot of white in here. So I feel like Cream is singing this about us.
Station. Black roof country, no gold payments, tired starlings.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House. Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded Lead Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Bachelor Technologies ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Bachelor Technologies. Bachelor Technologies, your single source of network support. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Bachelor Technologies and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender. After 10 o'clock, the greatest bumper music of all time, Dave.
Of all time.
There ain't no mountain high enough that our signal can't get around because we have the internets. We got the world wide webs. We got applications. Get on TuneIn Radio. Go to the WACV app. Go to, what else is there? What are some of these other apps we got?
What's some of them other apps? We got iHeartRadio?
No, we're not on that.
Oh.
TuneIn Radio.
Same thing, radio.
WACV app. Oh, or newstalk931.com. You can find us that way, too. There's no shortage of ways you can listen. No shortage of ways you can listen. If you want to listen to the program, find one of those apps. If you want a new bathroom, if you want your bathroom updated, looking stellar. You know the number one thing you can do, I think, to increase value of your house? Bathrooms. When I'm looking to buy a house, if they have ugly, outdated bathrooms, I am not buying that house. It is running down the value of your house. I will pay you 10, 15, 20 grand more if your bathrooms look like they have been updated in the last 10 years than if they got that, you know, 1965 look to it. I just don't want to deal with it. I want updated stuff. I want an updated basin. I want updated bins. I want updated shower and everything. Bath. Well, some of the things they got. Tile. So get by Bath Innovations showroom on East Boulevard, directly across the East Boulevard from Home Depot. So if you know where Home Depot is, and who doesn't, look on the other side of the East Boulevard. There's BathInnovations.com. Got a gigantic rubber ducky on the sign. You can't miss it. In that green roof building right there, the Croniers Jewelry Shopping Center. It's on the right-hand side. Get in there, call them, 271-2723, or check them out online, bathinnovations.com, bathinnovations.com. Our number, 272-9228,
272-9228. Orbit. Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all this morning? I love your program.
Well, we love you.
This is my first time to call.
All right.
I've been a Republican all my life.
You get a random button. You get a random button. Okay, that's your random button.
Well, I've been a Republican all my life, and I don't understand why Shelby and the bunch that we got are sitting on their hands, not backing the face of the Democrats for what they're doing. Can either one of y'all answer that question?
No, I don't think this
Unless
is Shelby's. Well, I don't think this is Shelby's fight.
Well, you know, he's a Republican. They're going after the Republican Kent Preston.
Yeah, I don't know. I
you know, that's the reason I'm not voting for Martha Roby, because she didn't back President Trump.
Well, she's running.
She's a coward.
Not, she's not running.
She was a coward though.
Yeah, she's
and
not,
all the rest of the
actually,
people.
That's
all the rest
saw
of the Republicans.
No.
Yeah, I actually ran into her. She was very polite. Enjoyed seeing her. She asked how the kids were going and everything. I'm understanding your frustration, Orbit. I sense it too. We have a president right now who deserves to be backed and supported, defended. People should go on offense to protect this president. He's the best thing to happen to this country in at least 30 years, maybe 100, frankly.
I agree.
And there's no shortage of sacrifice that people... That's why, frankly, as I'm looking at this House District 2 race... One of the reasons I like Will Dismuke so much, he came out of the gate and said, "I'll put on a hard hat and boots and go build a wall."
That's right.
I will stand arm in arm with this president and take the slings and arrows with him.
Me too. And yeah. I know Will, he's a great guy and does a great job.
I can't wait. Good call. Thank you, Will.
I can't wait either. Thank you, guys, I'll be listening to you, and if I have any problems, I'll give you all a holler.
Hey, appreciate it. Glad you listened. Thank you. James, hadn't heard from you in a while. James, where you been?
Hey, I've been listening every day.
Good.
I mailed my first check to the Trump re-election.
Good, congratulations.
Last
good
night.
Man. Well done.
I was surprised at the address. It's in Trump Towers in New York City. The more that they agitate and more that they condemn and call him racist and call his followers racist, that's going to inspire me to mail more and more checks in, because it's mighty satisfying just to put it in the mailbox and mail it, because that's the only way we can kind of fight back right now until we get to vote.
Well, I tell everybody, and I'm glad you brought this up, because it's just another opportunity for a gentle reminder to every one of our audience. I'm not telling you to donate to the president. I'm telling you, find someone you like, and if you like the president... By all means. I mean, even if it's a $3 or $5 recurring donation, if you can afford more, do more. But this president is giving this country the best chance it has had in probably 100 years. Since the advent of globalism in World War I, frankly, this president is giving us the best opportunity we have to turn this country back into the right direction, to help rein in immigration, to help restructure trade deals that benefit this country, to keep your 401ks high, to keep your job prospects high, to keep your wages high. Wages are growing right now for the first time in three decades. Wage growth last year was over 3.3%. That's the first time in decades it's been over inflation. Guys, this president is worthy of a $5 or $10 a month commitment. I mean, skip Taco Bell one day for lunch, people, and donate to the president of the United States. Get on DonaldJTrump.com, hit the contribute button, hit recurring monthly donation, and then after the election in November, you can turn it off.
Yes. And there's another candidate that might turn my attention to. I kind of nicknamed him WD Under 40. For WD-40, sure. Will Dismuke.
Yes, what a solid
29 or 30 year old.
Yeah,
but we got some good candidates and they're running that like him that will support President Trump. And
if a guy like Will Dismukes was in Washington D.C. while this was happening right now, Will Dismukes would stand up and say, "I know the president. He's a good man. He's not a white supremacist. He's not any of those things. He just loves this country more than you do."
Yes.
And you guys owe it to him to support him and stand up and help protect this guy.
Yes. I appreciate it. And you might encourage him as he goes along and gets more confidence to be vocal like that, because we'll be appreciating it down here.
Yeah, I agree.
And, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Good call from James. I haven't heard from James in a while.
I know.
I'm proud James calls him.
He's a good guy.
He sure is a good guy. Cool weapon on the horizon. Have you seen this? A drone-killing laser weapon on military dune buggies. Dave, this looks like Star Wars.
Seriously.
I'm not kidding. They have two prototype high-energy laser weapon systems. The Air Force is going to deploy them for a 12-month field operation, probably in Syria, I would guess. But what it does is it detects a drone, and if it determines it's an enemy drone, it shoots a pulse of light at it that knocks the drone out of the sky. Also known as a laser. The only question I have is, are these weapon systems ill-tempered?
Very.
$23 million for two of these. So not like the laser you play with the cats.
Right. Oh, no?
No.
Different laser?
Pretty awesome, though. Pretty awesome. It looks like it's on a dune buggy. It's like, if you look at the picture, looks like a dune buggy or like a souped-up golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
With just a big orb on the back. And out of the orb, I mean, this is some science fiction stuff. I hope what they need to do is make these illegal to fly in the United States, though, to deploy in the United States. Yeah. I don't want drone shooting lasers. You know, I mean, if they're, honestly,
yeah,
that sounds kind of terrifying.
I mean, it sounds kind of like Skynet.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, drones are in the sky at any given time. You ever looked up at an event? There's drones everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that you can see the police drone up there at major events. Just scanning, just looking around, making sure nothing happens.
Yeah.
Just hanging out up there. Our number 272-9228. Just got a filthy hand gesture from the next room over.
Well. Furtive movement?
I'm telling you. We'll be back. 272-9228.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David Justice, owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Those of you who have grandchildren will probably understand what I am about to say. I have six little darlings under 11 years old who live elsewhere. In order to simplify my life and spend more time with them, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples and stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are final. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station. Store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
Between Washington and Beijing, President Trump, though, continues to insist we're in good shape, telling reporters outside the White House this morning.
Thousands and thousands of companies are leaving China now because of the tariffs.
This is three central banks. Thailand, New Zealand, and India cut interest rates more aggressively than investors were expecting. The maker of Arizona Iced Tea getting into the market for marijuana-laced gummies and drink, looking for new areas of growth after losing ground in the core tea business under the licensing deal Dixie, which makes and sells weed vaporizers, candies, drinks, tinctures, and topical creams, will manufacture the products. Other companies dabbling in marijuana-laced drinks are the brewers of Corona and Coors Light. They're developing it for the Canadian market. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
I've used it for a year now, and I've worried zero time. I just enter in the time, it's calculated, and it's taken out of bank account, and it's just done. I love it.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not many showers to go around the next couple of days, and the temperatures are getting a little hotter with highs in the middle 90s and the heat index teasing the 105 danger range, not only today, but tomorrow as well. And again, only widely scattered storms. Lows at night in the mid-70s. Then for Friday, slightly better odds that you might run into one of those random afternoon and evening showers or thunderstorms. In fact, the rain chances get better Saturday and Sunday at 50%. That's a pretty generous chance. Highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Guys, welcome back in. It's 35 minutes after 10 o'clock. Jenkins Tire and Auto, if you get by there when you get a chance, just let me know. I love hearing about people using our advertisers. And, guys, I'm telling you, Jenkins is a great guy. Mike Jenkins is a great guy. You get by there when you get a chance, you drop off your car, you'll see what I'm talking about, whether it's just a set of new tires. I actually need new tires right now.
Yeah?
Whether it's just a set of new tires. You know, you don't know until you know.
Yeah.
And then when you know, it's like they're falling off quickly. It's like a race car. You know, yeah. The tires start falling off. They start falling off real quickly.
Well, it's a lot like, it's like windshield wipers, you know? Where,
right.
Like, you don't know you need them until it rains, and then you're like, I don't want to stop in the rain and get them.
Right.
And the next time it rains, and the next thing you know, you got, you know, you're scraping metal against your, you know, your windshield.
Exact same thing.
And,
that's why you take your car to Mike Jenkins and let him look at everything.
Let you know.
Yeah. Go in there and get some oil changes. Say, check out my tires, check out my brakes, check out my wipers, check out my fluids. He'll take care of everything.
They'll take care of everything, make sure your car's running well, it's safe, it stops it when it's supposed to, it goes when it's supposed to, goes where it's supposed to, doesn't run off the road, you know, doesn't pull to one side or the other. Mike Jenkins, good guy, Jenkins Tire and Auto. Take your car by there when you get a chance. I highly, highly recommend them. Corner of Perry and Jefferson downtown, just one block off Madison. Jenkins Tire and Auto. 36 minutes after 10 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman in the studio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Randall. I want to go on that, what you talking about, the drones and the laser. If once you start getting into Tesla, I left this part out for a reason, because some folks can't. I mean, this may sound way too far-fetched, but it really isn't. The reason that they gave him, the reason he's dead now, I mean, he was 83 years old, but Nikola Tesla, is that during the war, when he was working on what the government thought he was working on, he was using pigeons and sending messages out. He was also working on another thing called the particle beam. A lot of people call it the death ray, all that. But the man made up a weapon that would do away with war, because everybody could have one. And using his electricity, the particle beam, it shot electricity through little aluminum particles, kind of what I think they're doing with what Terry Adams is calling, you know, the other thing they're spraying. But he invented that along 1890 something. He was already working on that. Maybe, you know, in the 1940s, you can really see it come to light and how they took it away from him. I mean, he pretty much solved war. It wasn't going to be no more war, because his particle ray could knock out 200 planes from 2 miles away within 30 seconds. I mean,
Raytheon is just now doing the, but I don't know. How do you know all that? How do you know that actually happened? Where is it now? If he did it.
All right, all this stuff is, man, this is how I found out everything put together. But you got to study Bear Ashburn at the same, I mean, you got to write down all these dates. You look at every documentary in the world.
I don't have the time to do that. I hate that.
I know it, and you got to write down all the years. I'm talking about Bear Ashburn. They was using Jews, I think, and I'm sure they really thought Jews were a lesser people. That a Jew is what come up with aspirin, and they took it from him, and they used that to further their agenda. And at the same time, in America, we had Nikola Tesla over here working, and at the same time, they was over there at the Bear place, which also turned into IG.
I got
IG Farm.
Yeah.
Hey, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and Randall, I appreciate it. I don't want to get too far afield here.
Not only did they think that, I will back him up on this point, not only did they think that they were less human, when they questioned the Nazis, they'd be like, well, did you do any experiments on humans? And they'd say no.
Yeah, no.
Like, well, what do you mean? Like, here's the, you know, these gypsies and these handicapped people and Jews and all. They're like, yeah, but those aren't human.
Yeah.
Untermenschen.
Yeah.
Undermen.
Well, not only that, Bayer was buying people out of these concentration camps and doing their own experiments.
Yeah, you know, just a little bit of an Alabama connection there, too, you know.
I know. Hey, good call. Appreciate it. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Tom.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Doing well. Better now that you've called.
Hey, I'd like to mention a little bit about this laser stuff. I used to teach all this crap.
Okay, all this crap?
If you go back years and years, thousands of years, we started killing people. I mean, after the animals quit killing us, we started killing them. And then we started killing one another. And it all started out biological warfare, plague and all that. Then it went to chemical warfare. Then it went to electronics warfare. And now here we are. But the fact of the matter is, the only way that you win a war is by killing people. You could say the neutron bomb's not going to destroy buildings. It's only going to kill people. You could say the lasers are going to take the planes out of the air. The fact of the matter is, if you don't start piling bodies up and killing folks, people don't give up.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about it. There ain't no reason to go to war. I mean, it seems like two reasonable men could sit down with one another and talk matters out instead of carrying a pistol to school and killing your schoolmates.
Mm-hmm.
or things like that. We got a moral problem here.
Well, we do, I'm glad you brought that up, and because it does transition nicely from war, because war is just a schoolyard beef on a national level.
Yeah.
Right? I want your girlfriend. I want your lunch money. I want your shirt. I want your shoes. I want your drugs. It's just that on a national level. I mean, that's what war is. I want your stuff, and I don't want to pay you for it. I don't want to engage in trade. I'm just going to take it from you. Whether it's oil or salt or whatever, coal.
I got to get mine, so I'm going to take yours.
Yeah, the things, human resources, the things people have gone to war over the centuries. But the history of humanity, and I say this a lot, and I think it's lost on people, is death, subjugation, and slavery. 100%. Death, subjugation, and slavery. That's the history of humanity. Now, there are times and places where death, subjugation, and slavery have not been the norm.
America.
America, for one. Like, there was a brief period of time in Western Europe, post-Westphalian Western Europe, after the Treaty of Westphalia, probably until Napoleon. There was large chunks of peace. Even between the Napoleonic Wars, there were chunks of peace. Even between the World Wars, there were chunks of peace. Post-World War, there have been chunks of peace. But death, subjugation, and slavery is the commonplace. It's the norm on a micro and a macro level. Now, there are values that we can hold dear, Christian values or religious values of some sort, or some sort of fundamental understanding of common humanity, where we could try to rise above death, subjugation, and slavery. But those are pipe dreams. You know what really causes people to rise above it? Economics.
Mm-hmm.
Economics. People don't go to war because they just want to. They go to war because they feel like they have to. They're lacking something somebody else has. Whether it's space, which is what the Americans and Hitler, frankly, wanted. Manifest Destiny and Lebensraum was basically the same thing. We want to go 1,000...
Easy with that talk, Baron.
We want to go 1,000 miles that way, and we don't want anyone there in our way.
Yeah, but it's our destiny.
Well, it was his destiny. Just won.
Well, we did it, so, you know. Maybe it wasn't his destiny, you know?
We actually survived. That's but, right. I mean, there aren't much different, to be honest with you. Death, subjugation, and slavery. And so, you know, when we see a shootout in the inner city, it's not that these people are bad or awful. It's not that they're more violent or, I mean, a lot of it is economics. And that's what I believe if everybody came from a two-parent household, the likelihood you would even need a police department would be low. If you did, it could be vastly reduced and concentrated on helping the citizens instead of just tracking down two-bit thugs. But it's economics, because a two-parent household, you're almost guaranteed to not end up in poverty. And I've told this on the radio. If you wait until you've graduated from high school and you have a job, and you keep that job for 2 years, and you don't have a child until you're married, your chances of being in poverty are like almost nothing. Like, seriously, almost impossible to go into poverty. If you're married, have a kid, and you had a job for at least 2 years, and you graduated from high school. I'm not saying you have to get a PhD in the applied sciences. I'm not saying you got to go to medical school. You got to be a doctor. You got to be a, you know, hold one of the professional degrees. I'm not saying you got to own your own business. You got to, you know, go into welding at 100 grand a year. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying have a job, any job. I don't care what it is. Hold it for 2 years. Don't have a kid until you get married and have a high school degree. You almost will not go into poverty. And if you raise kids in that environment, even though it's not like, you know, you didn't raise them in the fanciest house, and they're probably not going to be killing people. You ask the police, I've done it. You ask the mayor, ask the police, how many of these people who've murdered people in Montgomery in the last 10 years, how many of them came from two-parent households? I asked him yesterday, as a matter of fact. He said, almost none. Almost none.
Yeah.
These guys were brought up almost exclusively without men in the house.
Uh-huh.
No father, no stepfather, no adopted father, nobody. And it matters. It absolutely matters. It absolutely matters. So, anyway. I got to do something. I'm not taking a break yet. So hang with me. I got to do something real fast. All right. That's what I needed to do. Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage. How are you?
Baron Coleman.
Yes, ma'am.
So good to be back on the phone.
Good to have you back.
Yeah, we got Madeline back.
I know.
I just got back myself from a week and a half vacation.
I know. And you're ready to make some loans.
I am ready to get back at it strong. Listen, Baron, just yesterday, you know, we were talking about if you have purchased in the last 3 years, remember? Then there's no reason or I can think of every reason to pick up the phone and give us a call and take a look at dropping that rate and maybe eliminating that PMI. Well, an electrician called just yesterday from Wetumpka. In 10 minutes time, okay, we were able to provide him with instant savings. Here's the deal. He purchased his home 6 months ago. At that time, he secured his financing through another mortgage company, local, another local lender, not Alabama Home Mortgage. He had a feeling that he was paying too much, and boy, was he right. By refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage, his interest rate is going from 5.625 to 3.625. That's 2 points. Okay? Mm-hmm. And 6 months ago. That has changed.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Saving him $258 a month. What do you say? There's a difference in mortgage companies? Believe me. Make AHM, Alabama Home Mortgage, your first stop, not your last stop.
That's right.
And again, we're right here in Wetumpka, foothills of Emerald Mountain, 567-4223, 567-4223. I'm standing by and I'm fired up. Give me a call. Let me save you some money. NMLS 372-374, equal housing lender. Thank you, gentlemen.
Hi, Kimmy. Guys, call her. She really will save you.
She will.
She absolutely will. We'll be back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Mr. Electric on Oliver Road for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Baron Coleman, Dave Mowry here every day.
You see it all around you. Good loving, all bad. And usually it's too late.
Get this thing to hang right today.
Realize what you had.
It makes a crinkling noise every time I move it back to where it was. I hate it when your thing doesn't hang right. That probably sounded terrible. And it makes a crinkly sound when you move it. Well, you got a problem, sir. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. John, you're on the air.
Hey, Baron. How you doing this morning?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You know, when you were talking about the when we went from war to the poverty and everything like that, I think, now I might be wrong, but I think that a lot of people are viewing poverty in the wrong way, because when we say poverty, you know, most people are thinking that poverty is if I only live in a house that's less than $100,000 and I'm not living in a mansion and have three or four or five cars in my driveway. Everybody, you know, it seems like to me, just to me, and I could be wrong, that, you know, a lot of conflict comes in, especially with different individuals, is, you know, everybody feels like they have to be that billionaire, that millionaire, and just have all these things. And it's, it's appropriated in our culture, the way they want us to see this and think that everybody's supposed to be this way.
I'm not following you. I'll be honest with you.
I think what he's saying is that, like, that culture has become a thing where people strive to have, you know, the lifestyle that they see on TV with big houses and a lot of cars and stuff, and then they consider themselves poor if they don't have,
like, that. If we don't have that right.
Ultimate part of it, whereas...
So keeping up with the Joneses,
Well, most of us are probably solidly middle class, and, you know, and that's fine, and you're not, you know... You know, if you've met me, you can tell I'm not missing any meals.
And that's exactly what I meant. And I mean, and I say that because, you know, even my son thinks we're poor and we're far from poor.
Yeah, no, I mean, think about the world's poverty. Think about poverty in the history of humanity, not just 21st century poverty. Because right now, the historic poverty level right now is at an all-time low around the world. But a lot of people live off of the American equivalent of a dollar or two a day.
Yeah.
You know, they're lucky if there's something in a dumpster when they go in there and get it. They've got to walk 3 miles each morning to get dirty, brown, nasty water to walk back that they'll filter through some, you know, some leaves or something and try to get some of the main big chunks out of it before they drink it.
Yes, sir, you are absolutely right.
Yeah, I mean, just go back in our country 100 years, particularly in the South. I mean, you're how old are you, John? What rough age?
I'm 38.
38? Okay, so you're a year younger than I am. My guess is your grandparents or great-grandparents had dirt floors, crapped in a hole in the backyard, missed a lot of meals.
That actually goes back to my parents.
Okay,
I come up in a little place called Billingsley.
Yeah. I know Billingsley. I know mayor of Billingsley.
Where we lived in Billingsley, we didn't get running water until 1994.
See, that's what I'm saying. And you know, so when you've got some groceries and you're not missing meals and you've got some shoes on your feet, you know, not exactly poverty. You're not dying at that point.
Well, to me, we're the richest country in the world.
We are the richest country in the world.
Yes, sir. Hey, thank you, man. Y'all have a great day.
Appreciate it. There are countries with higher GDP, like the Principality of Monaco.
Yeah, but that's
just because they have people importing wealth from other areas.
Right.
That place is $100,000 a week for a boat slip during the Monaco Grand Prix.
Yeah?
$100,000 a week. A boat slip. Not a boat.
Just a slip, yeah.
Just a place to park your boat. Red Top.
Hey, those folks in Monaco... live like that because they have legalized gambling all up and down.
That's probably true.
Oh, it's true. My grandmother, after World War II, moved to the French Riviera. She would go to Monaco, and she was real good at gambling. She made enough money to build a house on the Riviera.
Oh, wow. Good for her.
Yeah. So it's a nice place. The French Riviera is a nice place, too. I'm not sure what our topic is, but can I bring up a point that is unbelievably confused.
If it wows me and interests me, you can. If not, I'll chastise you until you call.
If not, you need brain surgery.
Oh, okay.
We had the strangest social phenomenon I think I've seen. I can't think of a stranger one where we have a negative polarity going, where within 13 hours we got an extreme right-wing person and an extreme left-wing person committing the same type of crime.
I disagree, sir. The guy who shot up El Paso was not an extreme right-wing person. The guy who shot up Dayton was an extreme left-wing person.
What I just said.
Yeah, but the guy who shot up El Paso was not an extreme right-wing person.
Oh, he was a white supremacist.
Well, he would not necessarily. He didn't dislike Hispanics. He just didn't want them to live around here. What he
I understand.
But that doesn't make him right wing. Right wing is an economic philosophy.
It's all, okay,
this guy was a left wing economic guy. He was a left wing social philosopher. He was not a right winger. You're buying into media propaganda.
You're picking apart the point. My point is, Baron, how in the hell these guys with two extreme views commit the same crime without 13 hours without knowing about each other? Has anybody connected these two guys?
They should. Well, have you looked at the two of them, pictures of the two of them?
Yeah.
And have you looked at the picture of the guy who shot up the Gilroy Festival? Dave sent me a picture of all three of them. They look like the same person. I mean, they're so identical. Same height, same build, same skin color, same hair, same glasses.
This guy and the phenomena is just around a lot of other political stuff. I can't help but believe there's something. I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, but this is too well organized to be coincidental. And I just get a stinky thing of all this and the Las Vegas shooting. There's some weird stuff going on in this country. So I'll be interested to see if anybody connects to these two guys because. They just seem like they did it together.
Okay.
In two different places. Thank you, man.
Appreciate it. 272-9228. If you think they did it together, then you think there was someone larger than both of them orchestrating it.
Yeah.
And I am willing to entertain that idea. I'm willing to entertain that idea.
Well, I mean, I'm willing to entertain the idea. I just don't necessarily... I would start out thinking it's not true.
I mean, obviously, the easiest explanation is it's not true.
Yeah, I mean...
But, I mean, some of these mass shootings, I'm sorry, some of these mass shootings seem to me...
Well, I mean,
to be troubled people who had a lot of contact with the FBI, who...
Yeah,
that looks to me like they believed somebody was going to come get them.
Yeah.
Like, they thought they were... They were going to get out of it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. What I was going to say is, you know, I've talked to you and Clay offline about that. I'm reading this book about Manson, about how, like, you know, the whole helter skelter thing isn't what really caused it, and that it was probably some, you know, there's a lot of evidence that the CIA might have been involved with MK Ultra and all this stuff. And then when you start thinking about it and you start really looking at it, you're like, yeah, maybe. You know,
I think that a lot of these young, impressionable, depressed, on antidepressants, in chat rooms, vulnerable, these chat rooms are populated and monitored by intelligence communities. They could be isolated and approached and checked out for their willingness to participate in certain operations or coached or...
You're just pushed.
Pushed.
Just pushed.
Sometimes.
Whether they know they're being pushed or not.
Right.
Being pushed in the right way.
Man,
like,
you ought
know,
to do that.
Yeah. Or like, yeah.
You'd be infamous.
Yeah, those people are terrible.
Yeah.
They don't deserve it. They don't deserve the life they have or whatever it is.
Yeah. It would not surprise me that there's a group pushing people to do things. No, not at all. We'll be back.